friends and neighbors, it's time for Bingo is Life.
Hey! Yay!
The post-bingo Harrisonburg podcast, huh?
That's right. Broadcasting, narrowcasting, casting however we can from the infamous, historic Wine Brothers building in lovely subtropical, because it's less than tropical, Harrisonburg. Virginia.
We had sunshine today.
Oh, beautiful day.
It was a beautiful day. Glorious, beautiful day today.
Thanks to our sponsor, Ruby's Arcade.
Yes, thank you, Ruby's.
Yes, indeed.
Ruby's allowed us to bump up that number for that last game to $175 tonight. Yeah.
Holy cats.
And next week, we're doing it.
Are we?
$200.
$200. Nice.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Jay Zare is taking a well-deserved break this week.
Yes.
I am Dan Easley.
He took a break last week.
That's right. You took a break last week.
I'm here with the fabulous Howdy Show brothers. Hey! The Brothers Howdy Show. Hey, thank you. Chris and Mike. Chris is on the left. Mike is on the right. And Brittany Mumshackles.
Hey!
Mungo.
We don't have to use all the names.
We'll just okay.
You can just bump shackles me.
Okay.
That's not a verb. We don't need to verb that.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
That doesn't need to be a verb.
Look that up in your Funkin' Wagnalls.
don't start verbing the nouns now.
No. Wow. Yeah. So how was the bingo game tonight? Yeah.
It was good. It was exciting.
So tonight we had had a chance to win $175.
Yep.
And he... missed it. It'll be on the web. Mm. You'll be able to watch him miss it. Yes. I was really nervous that I thought he was going to get it. I did think he was going to get it. I just believed in him. Yeah, he's a young dude. I was like, yeah,
he had luminous hair. It was his hair was full of secrets and skills.
Well, his hair was full of secrets.
He also had two earrings.
Two?
In one ear?
And they were both like shiny diamonds.
Ooh.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah.
So he had like a presence to him that was cool.
Yeah.
Right. And
shine bright like a diamond.
So I had my phone watching him, and I was like, make sure you get the pins, because the last time the lady actually did get the strike, my phone was all over the place.
I didn't actually
get the shot of all the pins falling down.
It was pretty bad.
It was really bad. In retrospect.
To be nice. It was just really bad.
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg called.
You're a shame. A blight on the film industry, sir.
Speaking of Steven, once again, didn't win an Oscar.
Oh, I know. Apparently you have to make movies to be even nominated. Right?
It doesn't. Ouch.
Sorry. Right.
Wow.
they didn't make the $175 winning strike.
But that means it's going up to $200 next week.
Holy moly.
That ought to be fun.
And that's Tuesday at 7:30.
That's right.
It's always Ruby's Arcade. Every Tuesday at 7:30 at Ruby's Arcade in the Wine Brothers building.
Oh, yeah.
In Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Right here, downtown.
Downtown.
That was good.
Thank you.
Do it offbeat.
Hey, guess what?
Hey, you know who played guitar on that song?
Who?
Jimmy Page.
No, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's Petula Clark. Petula Clark. She was a
of course
child star in the during World War II.
Shall we?
And then had that hit in the late 60s. Yeah, I think we ought
shall
to.
Shall we turn a page?
Mid 60s, sorry.
Is this like music trivia night?
Yeah,
introduce
right.
Introduce our guests.
Yeah. Going to lose.
We have two wonderful guests.
We do have two guests.
Hailing all the way from Mount Pisgah.
Yeah. Is that really the way it's said?
That's the way that people are
supposed to say it.
P-I-S-G-A-H. But they say Pisgah.
Pisgah.
All right.
Hey, don't talk to me. You got McGackiesville.
Oh, absolutely.
Up here,
so. There's McGackiesville and Luray. That's more.
Yeah, Luray.
So is your address say Pisgah or does it say Weir's Cave? For defiance.
The address is usually just in writing. It doesn't say anything.
If you're post office, you're Fort Defiance or Mount Sydney or something
Sydney.
Like that.
Mount Sydney.
So if you haven't guessed yet by all of the clues we've just dropped geographically.
That's how we introduce the guests.
Yes.
Yeah. Put them on a map.
Who are these people?
We have the backbone of two wonderful Stanton bands, Dragon Wagon.
And
their plug band, and then their acoustic band, Blind Peach.
That's yes. Excellent.
Welcome, we have welcome aboard.
Yay. Thank you.
Rosalind
thank you,
Collins, I'm so glad. And Jeffrey Moore, better known as Roz and Jeff Moe.
Yay! We're a thousands cheer.
Yes, that slight rumble in the air. That's Stanton right now.
So you guys have an event coming up that I just found out that I can go to. And I'm excited about that. Ooh,
that is awesome. They don't usually let you out.
They don't let me out. I'm excited. It's okay. It's okay. I'm out. I'm out. I'm coming. I'm going to balance an egg and burn some socks.
Nice.
As is tradition for this spring equinox.
You are talking about the equinox party, right?
Mm-hmm. On March 22nd at Redbeard.
That's right. It's a Friday at Redbeard. And as is tradition, if we were outdoors, we would burn an old man winter. We would build an old man winter and then burn him on the fire. But since we'll be indoors in a brewery where you can't have a
and
fire.
And within Stanton City limits.
Right. We're going to roast old man winter with some jokes and stuff. Give some sick burns on the old man winter. So that'll be fun. And yes, bring a clean pair of, new pair of socks. I don't care if they're clean, but the new pair of socks to give to somebody as a gift and then take a pair of socks with you.
Oh, you get socks as well.
So right. is that a pagan tradition or is that something that you started with your equinox parties?
I actually found that it is a tradition from the Annapolis Naval Yard. Because as you might imagine, people in a naval yard are around a lot of water.
Yeah.
And, that makes sense.
In the wintertime when it's cold, they wear socks. And those socks are not good. By the time spring comes around, they're pretty gnarly.
So that particular branch of the armed forces has some trouble keeping in line with the Geneva Convention.
Socks are nasty. So they have a big festival in March where they burn all of their socks.
So that's what
we did is we would have a sock burning, except most of the socks these days are not, you don't want to
They melt
them.
More than
they're
burn.
Kind of, right. They're kind of toxic. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. So at your preview, because you've been having these equinox parties at your home.
Yes.
For years. It's been a tradition.
Yeah. Yeah. And we would burn socks. And then I would give people new pair of socks. This is your happy. Because that's a spring thing, too, right? New clothes. A lot of cultures have, you know, get new clothes, clean your house, that kind of stuff, right? We all want to do that in the spring.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Boy, one of these springs.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Oh, man.
I just imagine that you, with this new knowledge that we have about,
naval footwear?
Synthetic fiber socks. Yes. Not burning. I'm just imagining your party ending and you coming out the next day to a glob of melted socks.
Yeah. Oh, man, that would be so cool.
Yeah. Little glob sock monster.
Different colors and stuff. Yeah. That could actually be
interesting. So 100% cotton is okay to burn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Woolen.
It's not totally okay, but it doesn't lead to an EPA violation.
Not going to poison your neighbors.
So I have an interesting sock tale.
Ooh.
So it was, the year was 1999.
Oh.
I believe. Yeah. And there was this thing called All Good Music Festival.
Oh, okay. My God.
It was in West Virginia at that time. It wasn't as big as it got later in the 2000s. But it was in April. And it was on the mountaintop. And it was really, really, really cold. And all the people, the kids, we all went there. And we were all like, it's really, really... And the guy came along, the guy who ran the farm, who was having the festival, he had gone to Walmart and bought socks for everybody and was passing out fresh socks because it had rained the night before. Yeah. Everyone had wet, cold clothes.
Yeah.
And the moment that the best band I saw the entire weekend was a guy sitting by a fire. We were all freezing. We were all so underprepared.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the new socks had come. He had a guitar and he was playing Comfortably Numb. And I think we were all in tears.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, Well, anyways, thanks. That sucks.
That does sound all good.
Yeah. It was real. It was good.
Wow. They moved that festival into the summertime and then banned fires because hippies and fires probably aren't great together.
Yeah, this was
large quantities.
I think about it, it might not have been all good. It was some festival in that in that same.
It might have been like, it might just good.
Have been a bad camping trip.
No. I swear. It was a real thing. I'm pretty sure I paid money to be there. I mean, the guy had to buy the socks. He had to have money for his socks.
Plot twist, it was actually Jeff Moe and Roz's.
Yeah, right. The whole time.
The original thing. Yeah.
So that was in your yard, man.
So how long is this? How long have you been doing this then?
Oh, wow. So interesting little tidbit there. The very first one that we did was at Natural Chimneys.
Oh.
Where Bill Howard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
When he was living there and managing the park. And we had a spring party there and did
very
some things.
Very cool. Yeah. And that's how Red Wing became. No.
Red Wing happened in spite of all that.
In spite of it.
Right.
Very good.
Amazing. Go.
I can only imagine. I would assume you all have some interesting stories about the shows that you've done. You've probably seen and heard some interesting things, Red Wing and otherwise.
Well, yeah, we actually were listening to a little bit of the Reverend Bill podcast that you guys did.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I gave him that to what to expect.
We should probably call him out because back in those days, he told you about, you know, being at the Natural Chimneys and running the park. And yes. I know you played there with him from time to time. So we were in a band with him back then called Heart Gets Monkey.
Yes.
And we basically had the ability to just go play a show in front of campers like anytime we wanted to. Yes. And it was really good training, you know?
Yes. Right.
Campground troubadours.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
We'd go you got to keep the rhythm going with the horseshoe pit.
Ting.
You got to be on time with that.
Yeah, that's
ting.
True.
Oh, man. Do people still play horseshoes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, kids would ride bikes by there, and, you know, we just set up on a flatbed wagon or something, and people would decide to come out of their tents, and, you know, the best thing you could get was somebody would come up and go, you guys were pretty good.
That was
fun.
They come up and go, do you know wagon wheels?
No. Everywhere. It's just, can you imagine the guys that play wagon? I mean, those guys are like, we do that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right here.
Oh, goodness. So, Heart Gets Monkey, you guys, Jeff Moe, you lived above me. At JM Apartments for some period of time.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember that scene over there was really fun.
Yeah.
Everybody was young and having fun, and everyone that lived in those apartments.
Burning socks.
Yeah. We were throwing shoes.
Burning stuff.
We were throwing shoes up on the
on the power line.
The power line.
Yeah.
Because we never wanted to leave, man.
All my life, I've wondered how those shoes got up on those power lines. It was you all.
It was us. Yeah.
Huh. It was mostly Chris.
Yeah.
I don't have any shoes.
He'd walk around with bare feet and go, I don't know who did it.
Bare feet, but a good throwing arm.
Really good.
Oh, my goodness.
So you guys with the Blind Peach played at the Tom Petty cover show that we had.
Oh, that was so
that
fun.
That was awesome.
Good
that was
job.
So much fun.
You guys killed. You guys killed. You did Running Down a Dream.
Running Down a Dream.
And, I mean, just like all the songs, but I just love the sing-along factor.
Oh,
everyone, da-da-da-da-da, you know, just everyone was so pumped.
Oh, it was packed. It was well-organized. You know, if anything, it was the success was the only challenge, really.
Yeah,
because
right.
The whole place was just so packed.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I think people had a really good time. There were so many different styles. You know, we heard from you know, straight up rock bands to just people doing acoustic flavored, and you know, it was really nice.
Yeah, I really appreciate the the love of the musician was there, but everyone did a spin. They spun their songs. Dan, he did a completely different take on Into the Great Wide Open.
That's how it should have been done.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but it was not, you know, it was cool. It was,
okay.
I mean,
yeah.
It was, I think that's what part of the joy is, you know, you get to make it your own.
Yeah.
Well, plus, you know, you're not going to play in front of a nicer crowd. My God, they know all the songs. They're going to join right in with you. I love that crowd. They were.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Come with me everywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Please. Here we go. Let's run and frolic.
Yes.
So now you guys are playing at the Clock Tower.
And so that's the punk rock band.
That's the punk rock band.
Dragon Wagon. Yeah. With umlauts on every vowel.
Every single one.
Not just one. All of them.
So technically, would it be Dragon Wagon?
Yeah, that's pretty close.
I think it sort of depends, you know.
Yeah. Depends on where in Bavaria you're from. Right.
We like to let everybody give their own twist on that.
That makes sense.
We don't try to tell anybody how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
We'll get people who are very definitive, and you're like, you took German like 30 years ago. That's pretty good.
When is the Clock Tower show?
So that's Clock Tower. That is this coming Saturday, March 16th. And it's in the front, not the back club area, but in the main part there, and at 7 o'clock.
So circling back to geography, if you're in the Stanton region, you should go to that show. But if you're in the Harrisonburg region, you should come up to the St. Patrick's Day show that Dr. Howe is having.
That's right.
Conflicting shows.
Oh, it happens all the time.
It's the hazard of being a musician. You don't ever get to see other people's cool stuff.
Yeah, right.
I mean, literally everybody at this table performs, and we all know what's the most, the single number
timing.
One thing that happens. Is your buddy says,
Dan wins.
I got this show. What day is it? And you're like, we're playing also.
We got a show that day.
Yeah. Right. And so, you know, for those of you listening out there who, you know, maybe some of you aren't musicians, you know, maybe a few, but, You always say, oh, we'll play a show together.
Yeah.
Then
you can watch.
But. Yeah.
Who does the booking for you?
Ross does.
Ross does. Okay. Yeah. What is your greatest challenge in booking?
Getting the other members to tell you what's up.
If they can do the gig or not.
Come on, guys. Fortunately, I know about Jeffmo's schedule because we have a shared calendar, so that helps. Yes. But both bands have another person who's a third member, and it's, you know, sometimes you have to, like, what's up, dude?
We should call them out. Danimal is the other guitar player in Blind Peach, and he came over and did the Tom Petty show with us.
Yes. Right.
And this Saturday, it'll be Dragon Wagon with Beardfist.
Beardfist on the drums.
He is on the drums. He's fantastic. He's got a little recording studio in Stanton, up and coming. He does, I think, a podcast or two of his own. He's recording some other bands. He's also in the Smell of Death. I don't know if you've heard of that band. Metal band.
Metal band
from Stanton.
Cool. Nice. Stanton has such a good music scene.
I know, right?
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
this isn't a rivalry question, but since you've played both in Stanton and in Harrisonburg, what do you see differences wise?
Oh wow!
In playing those two,
gonna test our loyalties.
Maybe identifying characteristics more than pros and cons.
Yeah, I tried to back away from making it a rivalry.
Yeah, so it won't be your fault.
Yes, right.
Describe the vibe.
But like, I don't know. Do you see a difference, or is it no different? A crowd is a crowd.
No, I mean, I think it's a little bit different. I think there's a good old time and traditional vibe going on in Stanton right now. Marino's Lunch is getting set to open back up
which is
a place that, you know, people do a lot of bluegrass and old time jams there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know that goes on in Harrisonburg too, you know, but Harrisonburg has like a little bit wider geographical location of venues and maybe, you know, there's a little bit more of the college rock influence
here.
It's
like a metal scene up here, right? In Harrisonburg.
The Pony definitely has a kind of metal scene.
The college has always had sort of a DIY scene focused around punk music, and then I think Paul Summers has done a great job of bringing a lot of good metal acts through the Golden Tony.
Math Rock is also coming up. Yeah.
Mm.
I was just going to say Restless Moons does the old time.
That's true.
They have a little old, and they're also doing. They got a full on. DIY, as you would, you know.
I'm so impressed with what Restless Moons is doing.
Just
the great variety of things and the variety of people that they welcome into the place.
Have you guys played there? Yeah.
Yeah, we've played out in the back.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I love that little back area.
Yeah, I like I like playing in the.
What's your Stanton, Harrisonburg? Doesn't matter. You got a favorite venue? You got the spot that you are most at home?
I mean, both of our bands, we've played at Redbeard Brewing quite a lot.
As you guys did New Year's there, right?
We did. We've played New Year's the past several years there.
Oh, that's great. Halloween Dragon Wagon at Redbeard is a good time. Yeah, people come dressed up. We have a good time. There.
Last two New Year's, we've played with the Hot Mamas over at Red
Deer. Oh, fun.
Yeah. Those were lovely New Year's.
And you went?
I went, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. It was interesting because I went the first year that, I guess, that you all did that. Mm-hmm. And then the next year, it was kind of like seeing the sequel of, or like season two, you know, just to see how people had changed and relationships had moved into other things and just... the vibe was different, but it was interesting because it was all the same characters.
Right. Yeah. It is like a season two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of TV. So.
She's enjoying the reality show right now.
You guys might not know this, but at one time, Jeff Mo worked with a live music radio show at WXJM.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, WXJM Live.
Yeah.
Some of them have been on the
Yeah, you do know about that.
Yeah, that was great.
Thanks very much. I released two albums of your work, actually. Engineering. I think you were engineering, whoever was engineering.
Yeah, I was pretty much doing the...
Thanks, you did a great job, man.
You did a fantastic
job. You did just a wonderful job.
Yeah, with the Red River Roller Coaster played on there twice, I think.
Yeah.
We, more people heard us on that on XJM Live. It was such a great... I mean, had a lot of people say, well, we heard you on XJM, you know?
Yeah.
It was... I mean, you know, it was different then. You weren't... People weren't streaming things. I mean, not to show our age here, but I mean, it is funny how different ways that you get music across to people. Mm-hmm. The radio really was a moment. I had a show on XJM back then.
It was the radio had its moment.
The radio had its moment.
We used to like beat rocks with sticks. That's how we used to do it.
The radio had its moment. It was like 100 years, man.
And no, it was only when Jeff Mo was on it.
That was the moment.
That's the pinnacle of the industry.
It ended. Now it's over. Now it's just Spotify.
Totally Spotify.
It was fun though when Jeff Mo was on the radio. I don't know how things happened when the JM's apartment time was the early aughts. I don't know how we got together and I don't know how we knew when everybody was going to be places. Harrisonburg has this level of spontaneity that Noel Levin mentioned to me the other week. This is just how you can fall into situations and have an interesting story, and it's just something that happens in Harrisonburg a lot. But I don't know how those things happened before cell phones. I have this block between analog and digital life.
Right, before Facebook events.
Right, but like somehow...
I don't know what to do.
Somehow I got swept up with a group of young ladies, all with the last name Murphy, but of varying lineages. And they were like, come on, we're going to go drop in on Jeff Mo at the radio station. And we all just piled in somebody's car, probably mine, and just walked into the radio station. And we were like, hey, what's up? And you were like, yeah, hop on the air. It was just wild, wild times.
Yes.
Lots of good culture in both towns, actually.
Yeah.
I think Stanton Jams is coming up this summer. That's another thing that goes on in Stanton. You guys got anything up here, like big street festivals or anything?
Well, they're doing the beer fest that normally was happening over here.
It's now at Restless.
It's now going to be at Restless Moon.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
It's like they're doing like Restless Moons and Sagebird. In fact, I'll put April 2nd. Jeffrey Moon is going to be on this show.
Tune in for that.
Yeah. So, I mean, Harrisonburg's good. We're loaded.
There's some best weekend ever thing that happens in the summer, I think.
Yeah,
I played that last year. That was neat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Best weekend. It's just a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. A bunch of stuff. Yeah, yeah. They shut down some streets from cars.
Yeah.
So you can walk on them without worrying about getting hit by a car.
Nice. There's the Levitt Amp series. It's coming up this summer every Wednesday from June until August, September. I don't know.
This is the second year of that series,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's free, and that's over by the Turner Pavilion.
Oh, sweet.
And it's just kind of beautiful. It was really well received last summer, and just to see people coming out and
is that the one that started because they won the grant?
Yes. Yeah. Levitt cool. is.
I think Amp Bill Howard actually had something to do.
I think
that.
He did. Yeah, I heard about that last year. I didn't get up for one of those, but I
he
think
and
I will
are on
this
the
summer.
Planning committee, so they're working a lot really hard on it. Oh. So good.
Proud of them.
Oh. Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and pitch while we're talking about summer that the Oak Grove Folk Music Festival held at the Oak Grove Theater in Verona, which is kind of, you know, a little north of Stanton, kind of between Harrisonburg and Stanton, will be August 9, 10, and 11 this year, and tickets will be available soon. We have featuring this year Robin and Linda Williams, who helped start the festival way back in 1979.
Famous.
And also this year we'll have Lucy Kaplansky and Robbie Folks and Valerie McQueen is on board. So and we'll have more people being announced soon. So
that's awesome.
There you go.
Very cool.
Yeah, that was let's see, Corey Lynn did that one.
Corey
yeah.
Lynn,
what,
yes.
Like last year
yeah.
or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, and yeah, Red River Roller Coaster did that.
Oh,
and
man.
Dan was there with...
What's now called the Automatic Sweethearts, but what
okay.
was the Shakes? And there's footage of that on YouTube of just about the whole show.
Nice.
Well, Mark and I, one of our favorite memories of that show was Mark overheard a small child in the audience say, "Daddy, that man sings like a chicken."
Excellent.
So compliment.
That stage in that area, do they do anything else? Does anything
oh,
else?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have a five-place season every year.
Five-place season.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
The first play will go up in May, and they run like every 15 days. There's another one through the summer. And
amazing.
This year, the festival's between the fourth and fifth show. Most years at the festival will now be after the fifth show, but because of the way that falls, it would have been put us on Labor Day, and we can't do that. So that's how it works. But yeah, you can check that out at oakgrovetheater.org, and you can check out festival information at oakgrovefestival.org.
It's a really cool place.
It is fantastic.
It's really cool.
Yeah. Highly suggest. Yeah. And it feels kind of in the middle of nowhere-ish.
Magical.
But
so cool.
It's a little over 200 seats there. And for the theater, they only sell season tickets. So season tickets just went on sale.
$60
for five plays. And I mean, really, the level of theater that you get there is pretty high.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they do some really professional-level stuff there. Yeah. And, of course, because they're not inside, the lights don't work until it's dark. So the plays start at 8:45 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
there you go. So come out early and have a picnic and then watch a play. It's great.
Is it, like, mostly one acts? I mean, what kind of plays?
No, they're full plays.
Roz directed Harvey last year. Was it last
year? Really?
Yeah, two years ago.
Harvey,
that's awesome. So that was fun.
One of the fun things that you all sometimes do, I love this little, like, just little sneaky thing with your Dragon Wagon shows. I haven't. You hide little dragons around.
There will be dragons.
When Roz directed Harvey, there were little rabbits.
Little tiny rabbits.
All over the place. And
You might still find them.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. Just little tiny plastic rabbits. I went to the bathroom and found one staring at me in the stall. Adorable.
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, do you hide little peaches for the Blind Peach show?
I mean, we might.
Or is that more subversive?
We've had some t-shirts and some stickers. We're starting to get some other peach-related merch.
You bring your own subversive
hidden
peach.
There may be some things at the Equinox party. We'll see. You know, Blind Peach is playing, and we'll have Equinox fun. So.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Well, hey, that gets us right to the end here, folks. Thank you guys for joining us.
I know.
See, it flies by, right?
It goes so quickly.
I know, right? But yeah, thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Well, what I wanted to just throw out there before we end here is both of you all, are the creative type of people that I love to watch what you do next.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is that's what I like. I love the creative people that are doers. Mm-hmm. And you two are both doers.
Oh, thank you.
And I appreciate it because I know it's not easy, and I know there's no money in it. So I just think that there is something beautiful about the people who are not afraid and put themselves out there. So bravo and keep it up.
Yeah, and you're one of those too, man. We have this podcast or these Tom Petty shows or anything.
Doing is
how you do it.
That's right.
You've been listening to Bingo Is Life, a post Bingo Harrisonburg podcast, coming at you live to tape from the historic Wine Brothers building.
That's right.
In downtown Harrisonburg, home of Bingo Is Life, the game.
Hey!
Every Tuesday evening at 7:30. And the source of this madness, which you can hear on the interwebs. I'm Dan Easley. Thanks very much.
See you guys.
Good night. Bye. Good job. Bye.
Bingo Is Life, a post-Bingo Harrisonburg podcast, is brought to you by the Brothers How to Show and our friends at Ruby's Arcade in downtown Harrisonburg, Virginia. If you've enjoyed the show and feel it's worth spreading a little joy in this world, please tell just one person that you like this podcast. Word of mouth, more than any other form of promotion, is how creative works get noticed and sustain themselves. Thank you, Andrew Hickey, for that bit of wisdom, and thank you, listeners, for being part of the fun.